and welcome to our podcast, Hebrews Verse by Verse, brought to you by Teleos. This captivating podcast will not only impart the wonderful book of Hebrews, but it will also show you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Hebrews. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
I'm William Stewart. Welcome back to our verse by verse study on the book of Hebrews. Welcome. We're in chapter 2, an amazing chapter, completing the section where the author compares the glory and the magnificence and the obedient goals and task of Christ to angels. And he has described him as God so far, and as he who speaks to the church in this age, and our Savior, and the Savior that is to come again. And has then compared or showed the unity between Christ and Christians as brethren and in the flesh. And also that Christ is one that sanctified Christians on the cross, those being sanctified. So then he now turns back to angels because he's not addressed them directly for a while, a few verses. And really since the last chapter, in verse 16, for verily he took not on angels. And the King James adds in the nature of angels. It's not there. It's in italics in the text. For verily he took not on angels. Really probably receive or just took is better. He didn't take angels, but he took the seed of Abraham. So again, saying that the angels who are ministering spirits in the last verse of chapter 1, it's really Christ took on Christians. And we'll describe the seed of Abraham in just a minute. So it again showing the connection of Christ and Christians in that angels do not have the power, the authority, the ability to change our lives to salvation or a Christian life that Christ does. So again, to the Hebrews to whom he's writing, immature Christians, well, listen up, pay attention to Christ. This is where the action is. You don't look to angels for some sort of secret help or extra power. That comes through Christ. We know from other scriptures, the Holy Spirit, whom Christ sent, and God. So he says he took on the seed of Abraham. Now, this means Christians. Now, what does this mean? Well, in Abraham, from really chapters 12 all the way up probably to 34 in Genesis, Genesis 12, 34, God repeats the Abrahamic covenant, of which there's three promises. The first one is that Abraham will have a son, Isaac, which is really a marker for the next two promises. He'll be the father of a great nation, and he'll be a blessing to all peoples. Now, the great nation was Israel as a country who provided Christ, and of course, the blessing is Christ himself. Now, it's described in chapter 9 of Romans as Paul addresses the Jewish Christians in Rome, that the physical seed is not what God had in mind for being the real children of Abraham, but the spiritual seed, which came through Isaac, which is indicated in verse 7 there, and also in Hebrews 11, as well as in Genesis 21 itself, verse 12. So the seed comes through Isaac as the spiritual seed to Christians, not to the country of Israel itself. Israel is vitally important. They were God's people, and they provided Christ, the man part of Christ, whereas, of course, God himself through the Spirit provided the God part of Christ. So the hypostatic union, two natures, all God, all man. So to provide a perfect sacrifice for us as man. So then this seed of Abraham then is it identifying then Christians specifically. Verse 17, wherefore in all things it behoved him, meaning Christ, to be made like his brethren. Otherwise, he came as man, tempted as man, suffered as man, suffered well beyond us. He knows what we go through, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. So Christ is our high priest. He knows us. He suffered for us as a man. This is something angels did not do. Angels can't provide salvation. Angels can't provide comfort, as we'll say in the next verse, in our Christian walk. So he died on the cross as a priest, mirroring or completing the type of the animal sacrifices in the Old Testament that would signify or type the Messiah that would come and take away their sins. So he completed that priestly service on one hand, very merciful, everything that God demanded to make a reconciliation. Now, the word here, reconciliation, is really the word laskestai, to make a propitiation, otherwise a satisfaction of the sins of the people. Otherwise, he was a complete and satisfactory sacrifice for our sins as our great high priest. All right, now that's really important. So Christ then, as we review here, for Christians specifically, took the role of a high priest and died for us on the cross to satisfy God's righteousness, as we know from the end of Romans 3, to die for our sins, that he took that punishment and we didn't have to, because his sacrifice, completing the type from the Old Testament, animal sacrifices, was enough to cover our sins. Wow, what a promise. What a savior. Okay, now verse 18, next time we'll talk about how that priestly function carries over into our daily Christian walk. Also very important. I hope you'll join me then, but I'm grateful you're here today. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Hebrews Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleiosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.